So before starting the meditation, I'd like to make a simple distinction that can be very helpful doing mindfulness practice. And that is the distinction between what is happening and how we're relating to what's happening. What the experience is of the moment and how we are with that experience. Whatever is arising in our that we can know, whatever is known, and then how we know it. And mindfulness belongs to the second category, how we are, how we know something. And sometimes the how we know, how we are in relationship to things, is off stage. We don't really pay attention to it. We just take it for granted that this is the way it should be. So sometimes when we practice mindfulness, it just assumes that we're supposed to be striving or contracting or, you know, the old habits of what it means to work come into play. Old habits of being the doer come into play. So much rests on my shoulders. I have to do this. I have to be successful. All kinds of attitudes can come into play. There can be subtle aversion that comes along with mindfulness. There could be subtle resistance that comes along with it. And it can be so pervasive and common to a person's life that they don't even see that there's that subtle aversion and subtle resistance or subtle yearning or hoping for something. So when we practice, sometimes it's useful to notice how we are, how we're paying attention, how we are in relationship to what's happening. And the topic for today is going to be mindfulness of emotions. And it's useful to notice how we are in relationship to the emotions that are arising. Whatever emotion it might be, what's our attitude towards it? What's our relationship to it? Are we for it? Are we against it? Do we assign meaning to it? This means that. Do we define ourselves by it? This means that I am. Are we afraid of it? Are we critical of it? Do we praise it? Do we celebrate it? Do we hold on? What do? With the emotions that arise. And the opportunity, so it's good just to see this, just to know this is helpful. And as we get to know this better and better, then at some point it becomes easier to discover that it's possible to be radically simple in relationship to our emotions. It's possible to let an emotion just be an emotion, just be what it is, without any attitude on our part, without any reaction or active way of relating to it, except just being aware of it. I remember the first time that I experienced anger on retreat, where I just let it be really simple. Not for it, not against it, no meaning assigned to it, no expectations, no aversion, no justification, no shame. Just anger arose, and I had the physical experience of the anger arising and just moving out of me, just just kind of just pass through. And I was so surprised, where did it go? What I was used to was getting entangled and involved and thinking about the anger. But radical simplicity, just let the emotion be. It's okay. And one of the great mantras for emotions, whatever it is to say, it's okay. It's okay. And be simple with it. And simple means that we don't think about it or add to the story. We don't judge it. We don't judge ourselves because of it. Just joy. Just sadness. Just calm. Just agitation. And as you do this, as we get into a little bit now, the instructions on emotions, and you're recognizing that you have an emotion or a mood or something, in the recognition of it, you might add the word just before you name it. Just joy, just happiness, just sadness, just shame, just whatever it might be, just add the word just. And perhaps then you can get the blessings, the benefits that come when we leave our emotions alone. Just let them be simple. Let them be what they are, themselves. No need to identify with them. Or the word emotion in Latin means to move out. It's built into the word emotion that they're in motion, except when we freeze around them or keep them going with our fueling them. Simple emotions, just emotion. So sitting here, your eyes closed, you might take a moment to notice how you are. How are you feeling? There might be a predominant feeling, there might be a variety of more subtle feelings at the same time. How are you? Now, how are you relating to that? What's your attitude towards what you're feeling? Are there any ways in which you complicate it more than it needs to be, if all that needs to be is simple emotion, simple feeling, as if it's okay for it to be there? It's almost always helpful when there's a predominant emotion is to maybe let go of the breathing, focus on the breathing, and make the emotion the focus of attention, and to feel it in your body. To notice what is activated in your body. What are the sensations connected to the emotion? What are those sensations? Where are they in the body? As if it's the role of the body to process your emotions. It's not the role of your mind to think and figure and negotiate. The body has all the wisdom it needs if you drop into your body and feel it there. The role of the mind is to simply recognize it for what it is. Maybe using a label or a name to acknowledge it. Maybe acknowledging it a few times. Contentment, content. Impatient, impatient. Sad, sad. Happy, happy. Whatever it might be. There's a certain power to gently naming an emotion. And the power is sometimes the full acknowledgement makes it easier to be with. That acknowledgement of naming it helps us to step away from it so we're not so entangled or identified with it. So we see it for what it is. The present moment experience of an emotion. Careful not to get caught up or involved in the story or making stories around it. The simple emotion, allowing the body to hold it and process it, feel it. Say yes to the emotion and let yourself be open to it, but open in the body, the silent body that can feel so much of what's happening. Open to it. Asking yourself, how are you in relationship to it? Becoming simpler, easier with it. And if an emotion is not compelling or strong, it's fine to leave it in the background. Maybe know it kind of peripherally that's there. But in the foreground of attention, to be with your breathing. You might take the next few minutes to reestablish yourself more fully with the breath. Gently, tenderly, taking a few longer, deeper inhales and exhales. Maybe with a kind of gentle in-breath that expresses caring, self-caring. Feeling the stretching of the rib cage, the opening between the ribs. The massage from inside as you breathe. And if it's possible, a gentle exhale, a caring exhale, as you gently let the body release the air and you settle in. Remembering the great mantra, it's okay. in the middle of your life to be breathing, breathing in and breathing out. And sometimes when there's emotions, we can acknowledge them and let them be there. But it can be really helpful to stay with the breathing, maybe breathing through the emotions with them. Because the companionship of your breathing can protect you from getting pulled into the emotion, pulled into the story. Sometimes staying with the breathing, breathing with the emotion, helps us to be more uncomplicated with the emotion. And the constancy of breathing, the regularity of breathing, can help create some stability. So we're neither excited by the really nice emotions or agitated by the difficult ones. Perhaps every time you exhale, letting go of your thoughts, and in letting go of them, same time, letting go into being more open. For a few moments, the thoughts recede. An open presence comes forward. Yes. To this, here, this moment. How are you right now? acknowledging how you are. Perhaps returning to breathing can be a fuller experience. Acknowledging how you are so that it's simpler, fuller to return to breathing. Maybe breathing in the middle of it all. As we come to the end of this sitting, I'd like to offer you two practice questions that you could keep in mind, you might ask yourself periodically. And the first question is, in order to be more settled in the present moment, what needs to be recognized? In order to be here more fully, what needs to be recognized? And the second question is, in order to be here more fully, what needs to be accepted? In order to be present in a more connected way, what needs to be accepted right now? So the idea in mindfulness practice is that everything is on the stage. We don't have a stage director or directors off stage. Everyone is brought onto the stage. So the idea is that you might be thinking about what's happening. So you're paying attention to something, but you're thinking about it. But that's kind of becomes a stage director off stage. Bring the thinking into on stage so you know that that's happening in the present moment too. You might have an attitude. You might have some kind of relationship with what's happening. You might be for and against it. And so deeply ingrained in just being, your sense of functioning in the world, that somehow being for or against things is just what you do, having preferences or judgments, that it's not even seen that you do it, trying to control things, wanting things to be just right or something. And slowly, with this mindfulness practice is a practice of bringing everything on stage so everything can be seen for what it is. And there's something very powerful about having everything on the stage, because then nothing needs to be controlling you. Nothing needs to be, you know, in the driver's seat. You're in charge. You can see and be present and decide what to pick up, what to put down, what to act on. And this is particularly useful with emotions. Emotions are a very important part of a life that should be deeply respected and appreciated, I hope. I don't think of any emotion that should be disrespected or not appreciated. And I think one of the great gifts of this meditation practice is it's one of the places in life where it's really okay to let your full emotional expression come out. Sometimes in daily life, it's not okay in certain situations to let people know what you're feeling. You're angry with your boss, and maybe not so good to tell the boss. And whatever, but here you can, it's a gift to just allow be open and allow it to just flow. Just yes, here, let it come. But the art of it is how to let yourself be present for emotions when they're strong, when they're compelling, without indulging in them, without self-pity in them, without somehow being entangled with them. So the question is, what is your relationship to them is useful. The goal is to end up with a very simple relationship with them. Just let it be, and let it move through you, and doesn't have to be involved a lot of thinking and analysis and memory and predictions about what this means in the future. Just as it is. And so Inez, a few days ago, Inez talked about the practice of RAIN, R-A-I-N, and the first is to recognize. And I asked you this question, what is it that needs to be recognized right now? And sometimes there can be things that are kind of off on the side, off stage, that we don't really see or recognize, but they have a big influence, kind of like wind drag or a little bit pulling us off or influencing how we are. So we clearly recognize what's happening. It's a really good thing. And the second question is, what needs to be accepted right now? So with emotions, to allow for them, to accept them in the context of here and now, sitting still. You might not want to accept them naively in daily life. Who knows, you know, you might act in funny ways that you later regret. But here, it's a gift to yourself, just to accept them and be open, yes, and open to it. And then the I is to investigate. Can you feel it more fully? Investigate can mean be more open to it. The investigation word sometimes is troublesome for people because they think they have to analyze and think about. But if you think of it as just being more open to it, so you can receive it more fully, the experience. Really, what is this? Open to it. What is this? Open to it. And then non-identification. So not defining yourself by it, not taking it too personally, or personally at all. It is yours, so in that sense it's personal, it's happening in you. But you don't have to take it personally where you define yourself by it or assign meaning, this means I am. You don't have to take a lot of responsibility for it. It's fine in this context to have very simple emotions. Don't take it personally. It's maybe nature working through you. We're human beings are phenomenally sophisticated, complex part of nature. All this cause and all this conditioning, all these forces inside of us, all this biology, all this physiology and neurology and things that are operating. Emotions are an important part of that. So they operate when things, cause and conditions arise. And step back and watch the show. So recognize, allow, investigate, and non-identification. So do you have any questions, or one or two questions that about working with emotions or anything else that you'd like to ask? Yes, please.
The idea of opening and saying yes in the moment to a difficult recognition.
Yeah.
I recognize and I may accept and investigate without a lot of analysis. But the yes part in the opening, I struggle with in the moment actually doing that. Opening without too much investigation, you know, does it mean to just be with it, simply to you, I think you said at one point bringing it
into the body,
I'm a little uncertain how that is, and I guess just thinking that it just means to be with it.
You're being with it in the the word investigating, for so many people, it kind of means analysis and kind of trying to study why it's there and what it means and what the underlying causes are, and this gets, you know, it gets very complicated. In the Vipassana tradition, investigation means staying in the present moment, always investigating what's happening in the present moment only. You know, so if you have a strong emotion, not what happened yesterday, what did that person say, and how did that happen? Then you've left the present moment. So it's always, that's useful sometimes, but for the practice here, it's always staying in the present moment with it. So investigating exactly how does it show itself in the present moment? What's the different dimensions of the experience in the present moment of an emotion? What's the physical aspect of it? We put a lot of emphasis on that because the body can help support this. Like when you feel an emotion really physically as it, the sensations in the body that are connected to it, it's like giving it breathing room where it can begin to move again. How is it experienced in the body? And get really close or really hold that gently and just be with it. What's it going on? What is your relationship to it? And in the present moment, are you for and against it? What's the relationship with it? In the present moment, what's the cognitive side of it? So that, yes, I'm spending a lot of time reviewing what happened in that high school, you know, who said what? It was 40 years ago, but you're kind of like, you know, thinking about it and reviewing it, and she said, he said, and why didn't I, you know, there's an important part of this is, I keep, involved in my memories. That's present moment experience, but you see it and you say, oh, look at that. The more I think about high school, the more I can feel the anger that, so you see, you kind of see the component parts in the present moment, and the primary one of the words that I used for investigation was, what is this? What is this? Just like ask that question, I can get closer to it or open to it. What is this? What is this? And sometimes you're looking around, well, how is this in the body? Or how's my relationship? If I don't see anything obvious, I don't go digging. Now, you know, what's going on in my mind that I'm doing all this? And sometimes that reveals something. And sometimes with emotions, an interesting part of some emotions is the desire that's connected to it, the motivation. And some emotions, you know, what's the motivation that's behind this? And then you know, stay in the present moment with that. Does that make some sense? So yes is a great practice to say yes. And occasionally, it's really good to say no. You know, if you've been having those high school review thoughts, you know, since the first day of the retreat, and it just goes on and on, and you've been opening to it and opening to it, you know, at some point, just like, you know, no. Two-year-olds need very strong boundaries sometimes. Two-year-olds need to hear the no. So there might be something in you that still needs a no. Enough. Enough of all this thinking and or something. Enough of self-pity. Enough already. So you have to do that well. All this has to be done wisely. Is that okay? That gives you a little more? Great. Okay, so we're out of time, I'm sorry. Hopefully you have another chance to ask. It's a great time in the retreat. We're the heart of the retreat. You've done wonderful work, really good work coming this far. And there's something very precious about today, about being here. And I'd encourage you to kind of give yourself over more fully to just being here in the practice, being here very simply. And one of the ways to do that is to, if it's possible, to simplify what you do here. Do less. You know, I don't know what you're doing that's extra, but maybe you can just kind of try to do less activities in favor of just staying with the practice, the sitting and the walking, and even during the breaks, maybe there's some way of starting walking meditation earlier in the break, or just staying really simple and keeping it all simple and kind of give yourself over more fully. Stay in your little mindfulness bubble, mindfulness universe. It's right here, moment by moment, as close as you can. And one of the ways you know that you're doing this practice more fully is if you're never very far away from your body. So even during the breaks, if you know you haven't noticed what's happening in your body for a few minutes, you're not as completely immersed in it as you can. But just stay close to your, but don't leave your body very far. Great. Enjoy your day. Oh yeah, so we're seeing the second half of you today for the practice discussions. And if you don't remember, if you signed up 2 days ago, if we didn't see you yesterday, we'll see you today. And Inez will see people in room number one. That's the room next to the manager's office in the big main room downstairs. And I'm on the back of that. If you go from there, you go around kind of counterclockwise past the elevator and all the way around. There's a room 100. There are signs on the wall. And there's a chair there you can sit on and wait for your turn. Great. Thank you.